With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The United States is back on a disinflationary path, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said on Tuesday. But policymakers need more data before cutting interest rates to verify that recent weaker inflation readings provide an accurate picture of the economy. U.S. job openings rose in May after posting outsized declines in the prior 2 months. But the trend remained consistent with an easing in labor market conditions that could pave the way for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this year. Top U.S. automakers posted slower sales growth for the second quarter as a cyber attack at software systems provider CDK hit operations at several dealerships. The United States added 6 companies to its trade restriction list on Tuesday, including 4 for their links to the training of China's military forces. 2 of the companies are in China, 1 in South Africa, 2 in the United Arab Emirates, and 1 in the UK. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.